All right, we'll continue with questions here with our, I should say, our media availabilities, and we will open for questions. We've now been joined by Chase Elliott. Chase, before we go to questions, you have a very busy schedule this weekend. Lots of racing for you in different series. Just talk a little bit about kind of like why you look forward to this weekend.
Yeah, definitely been a busy couple days for sure, but it's been fun. I haven't done a lot of short track racing, like late model cars, and in a while, so just kind of neat to have that opportunity and go and run. Appreciate Dale asking me to drive his, you know, his late model stock, and then obviously the freight racing guys for you know, letting me get in their straight rail car, and you know, yeah, figured if I was gonna be here, might as well try and do them both. And then yeah, totally separate from that, you know, the truck thing came up to run it as well, and so yeah, gonna have plenty of laps on track this weekend, and hopefully they go all right. We'll see.
All right, we'll go ahead and go to questions for Chase. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll start up here with Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Now that you're potentially just two rounds away from the $1 million prize, how much attention are you going to pay to Todd Gilliland this weekend?
Yeah, it'd be nice to, you know, be nice to win for sure. You know, I think any time, or the last couple of seasons having been involved in that, it's not something that I'm like overly consumed over. You know, I can say that with a lot of confidence. You just know in the back of your mind, kind of similar to the point situation, just in general, like if you're going out and you're doing your job and you're, you know, performing at a high level, then you're likely going to take care of the other things. And I kind of look at that in a really similar light, but, I do think it is really fun. I think it's a really good thing for just a sport in general to kind of have something else going on in the middle of the year. I know we're getting close to the Chase cutoff, but still it's kind of neat to have another little side quest going on. And I think, it'd be cool to win it. So, we made a good run at it last year, couldn't quite, you know, get it done. So hopefully we can, you know, make it happen this season.
All right, go ahead.
Andrew Stoddard, frontstretch.com. We mentioned earlier the quadruple header, the two car store races, the trucks tomorrow, and obviously the cup on Sunday being the marquee thing. So how are you kind of handling the weekend physically and mentally as far as preparation and compartmentalizing the four races?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the cup stuff is, you know, it has my my main focus, right? And just kind of where my head is at mentally and just making sure that I'm not letting anything else pull me away from what I'm kind of looking for in my car for Sunday night. So I've kind of been using it a little bit as just extra laps on track and just helping me think about how I can be better Sunday, I think, more than anything else. But certainly, you know, all the cars drive different. Like the pro car drives different than the late model stock, and the truck is going to be different than both of those. And then certainly the cup car drives like nothing out there that, you know, they have to offer. So I think all those things it's a fun challenge, and one that I, you know, haven't really done a lot of. I did some of it early on. I remember jumping back and forth between, you know, Saturday and Sunday cars there early in my cup career. But I don't know that I've ever done, you know, four in a weekend and four different cars. So, yeah, just trying to balance all that. It's been a while since I've driven late model stock car. Like, I don't even know, probably 10 years. It's been a minute. The last time I did it was, you know, Denny used to do his showdown race back, back in the day. He did it once at Richmond, and I ran one time, and then he did it a couple times at South Boston, if I'm not mistaken. And, I ran two or three of those, and that was it. And, you know, had a lot of fun with it. It was cool. It just wasn't the path that I you know, came up. You know, the pro cars, the straight rail late model cars, more of kind of my background and what I grew up racing the most of. So, been kind of fun jumping back and forth, seeing the difference in those two cars, you know, directly, you know, during the same day. And had a lot of fun with that yesterday. So been a challenge, been tough. Those guys are really good. You know, they do it all the time. They're really, really, really good drivers and teams that, you know, are super competitive, and all that's been a lot of fun. So, yeah, just kind of figuring out as I go. Haven't driven a truck in a minute. So yeah, I'm not sure why I got hired for all this, but I'm here and I'm gonna give it my best go.
All right, I believe Scotty, did you have a question?
Scotty Sprinkle, Sterling Nation. I know for Cup and Truck, you know, with Chevy, you have plenty of sim time and things you can do to prepare, you know, months in advance. This late model stock deal, you know, Dale talked about how it came about when Kyle was supposed to be in the car, and you mentioned this freight deal was almost completely last second. How have you been preparing for the late model side of things?
Really just yesterday, you know, like knowing it's a little easier, I think, kind of from my standpoint, coming into it knowing, hey, we have, you know, two or three practice sessions that I can get accumulated with, you know, with the cars and actually get some laps on track and get myself up to speed, rather than a little different, which I know the truck stuff, we have a more of a full practice today, but normally it would be like, you know, 20 minutes or something on the Cup side. So I think that probably drives some of those things a little more than anything else, is just the amount of time on track. And so yeah, for me, it was fine. I knew I was going to have some laps to kind of get myself readjusted. And I leaned on that more than anything.
Did you feel comfortable going from the pro on the straight well to getting in a late model stock chassis throughout practice yesterday? And do you feel comfortable throughout, you know, tonight, Saturday, the rest of the weekend, jumping, you know, constantly to completely different cars?
I do. Yeah. I mean, it's been a challenge, like I said, for sure, but I've had fun with it. And, you know, again, I think for me, it's my mindset is all about kind of the Cup car, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, you know, how can I be better on Sunday? And so just the extra laps and all that, I think hopefully will help. But yeah, the rest of it's just been kind of learning as I go. And I felt like by the end of the day yesterday, I felt a lot better about jumping back and forth and kind of what I needed to do differently between the two cars to at least, do the best I could. Certainly wasn't where I wanted to be, but it was an improvement throughout the day. So hopefully tonight is another step of that.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Chase, there's a new front bumper package in place on the Cup side this weekend that's designed to have a little bit more give to it on contact. And do you have any anticipation of, like, how you'll manage that or how it'll react? Or is it just going to be kind of wait and see once you get out there?
Yeah, I think probably a wait and see situation. I mean, you know, they've definitely been – they're pretty stout. You know, I mean, the I had to remind myself, you know, a couple weeks ago at Chicago running the Saturday race, just how fragile those cars are and how easy it used to be to, you know, destroy a front bumper, like on a restart stack or even just hitting somebody too hard, trying to give them a shove. So I remember going into that race thinking, you know, I need to not just run over somebody like we can on Sunday. And, it's crazy, like, how hard you can hit someone on a restart or bump drafting at the speedways. Atlanta, great example of that. I mean, we are just – you're running over the person in front of you. You would think it would destroy your car, but, it doesn't. You just shoot them. The harder you hit them on a draft track like that, the further you push them out. So I'm not sure, you know. I think the margin was so far down the road of just durable and really strong, I'm not sure – how far you have to detune that to, you know, make a difference, but we'll see.
Chris Knight, KTS.com. Chase, are you aware of the rules package coming at Daytona next month?
I'm not.
Okay, so there's several adjustments for Daytona next month to try to improve the racing. I was just curious if you wish you had a little bit of short practice maybe before the race instead of just going out and qualifying and racing.
I, not being super familiar with all the details, I think a little hard for me to say, but it just seems like every time we have practice at the speedways, everybody will run for a few minutes and then you wind up sitting there for 45 minutes or something. So I can see both sides of that, to your point. You know, maybe with a change might be a good idea, but also at the same time, I could also see people not participating, which obviously leads us down the road of being on TV and not having cars on track, and that ends up being a bad result, which has led us to where we are today, which I totally understand that too. So see both sides of the coin. Me personally, I'm good either way.
All right, we're going to go to Jordan here, and then Lee, and then Steven. Go ahead, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Do you have any expectation of how Sunday's race is going to unfold in terms of tire wear, how just the cautions, anything like that?
I mean, I would have to imagine pretty similar to the All-Star race last year. You know, the top became super dominant, became really hard to pass. You know, you saw that with kind of how the, you know, Bell won the race, and he had to get pretty aggressive there to, you know, to do it. But look, I mean, I think that the racetrack is going to promote that type of, you know, that type of physicality just by the way it's shaped. And when you get these racetracks that the top lane and momentum becomes king, you know, throughout a run, you know, I think you're going to have some of that. As far as the tire wear goes, you know, the marbles on the racetrack last year, I remember that kind of being a big thing, and how dirty the grooves got that you weren't running in. And that became a challenge because as we started pushing the groove up, you know, you were doing it at pretty high risk, because if you got just a little too high, you were going to get sucked up into the, you know, into the dirt. So, yeah, it'll be, I'm not sure what the cutoff is of when tires are going to become more important. I don't think you're going to pit from, you know, the top five, put on four tires and start last and drive back up to the lead. I could be totally wrong, but I think at some point in time you will have a period of tire wear and heat that will equalize kind of some older tires to some fresher ones. So as always, that's a balance every week. I mean, that's just something you have to kind of figure out as we go and see what the race feels like. But it's hot, you know, and that'll play a factor as well.
Historically, races at North Wilkesboro and even in the All-Star race have been long green flag runs. So I'm curious, have you guys had any conversations about probably maybe going to have to make some green flag pit stops and what that's going to be like here? Because that's not something you guys have done here.
Yeah, I think we will for sure at some point in time. I mean, it's 450 laps, is that right? Yeah. 450? That's a lot of laps. So, I mean, I would have to imagine, you know, at some point in time you're gonna have to have a green flag stop in there. Might not, but I could see it. I mean, we have them at Martinsville, right? And that's a 500-lap race. So, you know, it doesn't happen a lot, but it does, you know, it does happen from time to time. And on a racetrack like this, too, where, again, you kind of get that outside lane motoring and you get some momentum rolling and we get strung out a little bit, I could see some green flag stops coming into play. So I kind of hope it does. I feel like it ends up being a pretty good race when you have that, and, you know, taking the risk. It seems like the risk is always higher at short tracks to come and stop and be one of the first guys to put on tires, because you're exposed for so long, right? And I think that's why you see people avoid that for a longer period of time, is because you're going to go two laps, maybe more, down of doing a four tire green flag stop, and if a caution flies during that period of time, you're up the creek pretty bad, right? So a wave around doesn't fix that. Where a lot of mile and a half, so a wave around would fix your problem because you're only one lap down versus, you know, being more than one. So that's why I think the risk reward becomes a little bit more of a question. But I think it also makes it entertaining, and, you know, you'll have guys that are aggressive on that, and rightfully so.
Actually.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Are you pleased that the Indy race is back on the oval as opposed to the road course? And secondly, what would it mean to you to be like the first father-son if you won the Brickyard to have that accolade?
Yeah, you know, first off, I am glad it's back on the big track. I certainly understood the reason for the change, you know, and I respect the effort to try and do something different. It just kind of felt from my seat, at least, that, you know, the Brickyard is a really big deal, and it always has been in our sport, ever since I was a kid, and I just felt like that race belongs on the big track. I just think it feels better. Whether the race is good or not, suck it up, and we'll just run it on the big track, and if it's a good show, it's a good show, and if it's not, it's not. And at the end of the day, I think that race winner should come from the big track itself. So I just I totally support that decision, whether, you know, regardless what the race looks like. And yeah, I mean, that was one of the very few races that I was old enough to, you know, even have a few memories from, and or even just be in the pictures of Dad's wins, you know, which was really, really neat. And you know, I knew even then, right? I was little, but I knew how big of a deal that was. It was evident in the way, you know, he acted, and in the way that you know, that race was portrayed. And you know, even as a child, you know, you could tell the meaning behind it. And so I think for that reason, it always has carried a little more weight than some of the others. And I would love to, you know, would love to check that box for a lot of reasons. You know, that one being the number one, but have, you know, never won a big a crown jewel race. Been close on a handful of occasions, and never gotten across that bridge. So be you know, be as good a place, if not the best, to make that happen.
All right, Stephen. Then Chris. Go ahead, Stephen.
Stephen Toronto, NASCAR pole position. Chase, you were on Taylor and Will's show, and while you were there, you stumped for more Saturday night races as opposed to Sunday night races, which we've kind of come to have here. You mentioned in particular how it puts fans in a pretty tough spot. I don't know, could you just expand on that, or have you heard things from fans like that directly, or I guess what are your overall thoughts on Saturday night versus Sunday night?
Yeah, honestly, those comments came directly from people that I know personally that either went to the race and weren't super thrilled about their Monday morning and probably won't do it again, or people that chose not to go because they had to go to work on Monday morning. So it stemmed directly from fans of our sport, people that aren't just watching on TV, people that are, you know, spending their money to come support us at track, in person, in the stands. And that was why I said that, you know, just because I have heard it directly. And while I totally get that, you know, TV runs the show in a lot of ways, there are still a lot of people that like coming to the races and also probably would like a day at home to, you know, recover and kind of get their affairs in order to go back to work on Monday too. So I think there's room for middle ground in that. And I think Saturday night races have always been a really big deal. Growing up, for me, I always thought they were the most fun. Like as a kid, as a fan, coming to the races, I mean, I was, heck, even if I wasn't there, I was watching on TV and I was at home. You know, heck, I was fired up to have a Saturday night race, thought it was great. And the only downside was I didn't have anything to watch on Sunday, but that was part of it, right? Like that was, you were bummed about that when Sunday afternoon rolled around and the race wasn't on, but the lead-in and the excitement and energy for a Saturday night show, I thought was pretty darn elite. So I would love to have more. You know, again, right now you're up against regional baseball, and I think it would be a great time for us to, you know, take advantage of Saturday night races, especially in the summer. It's hot. Need to be under the lights. No need to be racing during the day.
Do you think that hurts Atlanta in particular, given that, you know, the things that you mentioned, like the Braves, the fact that we're in a market where people, you know, or in a metro area and have to go to work the next morning? Or is it more general, like say here this weekend as well?
I think it's just in general. I mean, I think people travel from lots of different areas for our races, you know, and the further they travel, the harder that is to do. So, you know, no one has told me what the exact reason is for that. So I'm reaching a little bit there. I'm assuming it's for TV, but, yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. I think there's room for it in our sport. We don't have a lot of Saturday night races in general. So if you had a couple extra, I'm not sure what that's hurting really at the end of the day. And again, you know, you've had the soccer thing on TV, which it's winding down right now. And, you know, there's some other sports here and there, but, you know, baseball is, probably the, you know, the biggest thing that's kind of going on right now, and that kind of the push to their playoffs as well. But again, it can be difficult to watch. Like even as a Braves fan, you know, it might be on TV at certain points in time, or if they're on the West Coast, I know they have some kind of weird, TV stuff. So, you know, if you're not living in that particular region, you're probably not, you know, even eligible to watch. So I think we have a unique opportunity with the networks that we're on to, take advantage of the ability to watch this across the country on the, you know, good broadcast partners that we have. And I think a Saturday night race is super healthy for people at home watching, and also, you know, more importantly, the people that are here, and an opportunity for them to get home on Sunday and reset and go back to work on Monday.
Thanks, Chase. Yep.
All right, we're going to take our final question from Chris.
No, I
Mitch Northman from USA Today. Chase, you haven't run trucks, I think, since 2023, but, you know, small sample size, but you've always done pretty well in that series. When the opportunity from Spire came to hop in the truck on Saturday, were you excited, hesitant? What was, like, the initial reaction?
Yeah, excited. I mean, it's one of those opportunities where I wish I wasn't, you know, considering the, you know, the circumstances, but... You know, when Jeff reached out to me, a few weeks ago about it, and he just said, "Hey, would you have any interest in doing this?" Kyle was, you know, intended to run this race, and I said, "Yeah, I'd be honored to run. Love to do it. If I can help, you know, let me know." And he said, "Okay, we'll do it. Done." So that was really about it. It was a short exchange, one that, you know, I don't get asked a lot to do that stuff, so I appreciated him thinking of me and being willing to, you know, let me come drive their stuff.
All right. Chase, thanks so much for joining us today. Best of luck this weekend in all the races that you're entered in, and thanks again.